When funds are tight, it might be tempting for government to try to raise taxes or fees. But what if you could just inspire people to opt in and pay extra to support something they love? That's the idea behind a new campaign for a specialty license plate that will generate funds to support conservation lands in the San Juan Islands. 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has the story.
In the offices of the relatively new San Juan Islands National Monument, manager Marcia Deschardonnay is briefing visitors about a revenue plan.
Well, basically, a regular license plate is about $30. A specialty design license plate is about $60. And 28 of those dollars go to the organization that has financed the design of that.
Deschardonnay came up with the idea for the funding plate. An umbrella organization will channel the revenue and have artists and nonprofits compete for the winning design. The first step is getting 3,500 consumers to sign up.
We figure with 3,500 people, we will make a bottom level amount of $100,000 every year to go straight to all the nonprofits.
State Senator Kevin Ranker is sponsoring the legislation to make the license plate initiative a reality. He represents the 40th Legislative District, which includes Northern Puget Sound, Bellingham, Skagit Valley, Mount Vernon, Anacortes, and the San Juan Islands.
This is one of those kind of, you know, this is mom and apple pie. This is a really good opportunity to bring some revenue in for critical projects to protect the natural resources, which are such an important economic driver as well because they are recreational resources.
Once the signatures are gathered, original artwork for the design will be accepted through June 1st. Then this summer, islanders could vote for their favorites. Part of the original concept is to have the number one plate go to the winner of the design contest. The hope is that the new plates will be available in the summer of 2018. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.